Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Goodness.
Speaking of pizza.
Oh, wait.
What?
Before we get into that, the by goodness just reminded me. Mm-hmm. Yesterday on social media, it was floating around several different pictures of Judas Priest frontman Rob Halford holding a plaque that is issued by the Commonwealth of Kentucky saying you're a Kentucky colonel.
What?
So evidently, what? Rob Halford was recently made a Kentucky colonel.
How?
Awesome.
Are you a Kentucky colonel, Dave?
I am.
Am I the only one? Is there easier to come up with a list of those who are not a Kentucky colonel than there is?
Have you tried to sink the Bell of Louisville?
No. Is that a requirement?
It's one of them.
That's one of them.
I have zero interest in being a Kentucky
what
colonel.
What is a Kentucky colonel?
It's a piece of paper. And
It's a group of people that get together and do good works.
That's not true.
They do.
Is it?
Yes.
So
who
does?
Do a lot of charitable things. The Kentucky Colonels. We donate every year.
Okay.
So yeah. So what do you, is there meetings you go to?
You can. I just send a check.
Oh, so what happens if you stop paying dues? Are you no longer a colonel, or once a colonel, always a colonel?
They'll remind you that your dues aren't up to speed, and then you'll get your membership card when you pay your $50.
Do they ever show up and go?
Or more?
There's been no dues paid. We need that plaque back.
Nope.
This reminds me of when I went to breakfast and somebody was saying, hey, I really got an announcement. I want to do it in person. I was like, okay.
Okay.
And they said, whatever charity, fill in the blank. I'm not going to mention it. And they said, we're going to make you the man of the year. And I was like, what? For what?
Right.
Which one of my amazing feats?
Right. Right. Pick one. And she said, well, you've got to raise $10,000.
Right.
And then we make you the man of the year.
That's like the Who's Who books.
I said, what? Oh, I said, well, I'm not interested. I said, I love you. I got 14 jobs and 2 kids, so I will help you do anything else, but I can't raise 10 grand for you.
I was approached by a charity, and they said, okay, hey, I'm not going to give away too much because it will give away the name of the charity.
Right, correct.
But the charity said, hey, we want you to participate in this contest, this ripped off of television, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said, really? Okay, so if I'm really good, you'll win. They said, no. Whoever raises the most money wins.
Right, yeah,
and I
said,
you know what?
Oh, no. Well, that's fun. Oh, you mean you want me to do your job for you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And on top of that...
I did one of those where you had to hustle for tips. You probably know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I wasn't a fan. I was
uncomfortable doing that.
On this one, it was going to require months and months and hours of practice to do this.
Oh, I know what
task.
You're talking
you
about.
Know exactly
I know what
talking
I know
about.
What you're talking about. Yeah,
and if that wasn't enough, donating that much of your time,
yes,
to learn how to do this particular thing, you had to raise the most money.
Yeah, for the most part, the charities in Louisville are fantastic.
Oh, yes.
But every once in a while, you get a deal with it where it's like, "Hey, we're gonna let you be a part of this if you raise 10 grand." Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Thank you for letting me be a part of that.
Need you to MC 30-40 minutes out of your day, and 6 hours later,
4,000 hours later. Yeah. Okay. So dating and your dog.
Okay.
Peanut butter.
Don't ever date your no Dave.
What?
So,
David, we've got to get that
David?
On the button mark.
If I had a button mark,
no, that one would have required the ew, David.
Ew, David.
Ew, David.
Okay. Would you date someone your dog didn't like?
Absolutely not. Well, if she's hot and rich, then
it's a sliding scale, really.
Boy, it really is.
Fortunately, I'm married to someone.
Right.
Whose dogs love both of us.
Right.
Okay, but
equally.
Let's pretend.
No, I would not.
Generally speaking, no.
I would not.
Depending on the woman. Jennifer Aniston just goes, oh, my God, he's so funny, and his curly hair is so cute.
You know what? Jennifer Aniston?
Dwight had turned Lemmy loose in a park.
He can handle himself.
Hey, Lemmy, listen. Son, I got to set you down.
You get it.
There comes a point where I got to kick you out of the nest and, well, hook up with Jennifer Aniston. Now is that time. And I'd be fine with it.
I think,
but that's it.
I think the sliding scale also includes that people like to be alone anyway. So they're like, yeah, I like the company of the dog anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't like it? Right. I'm out.
But dogs will come around.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah.
Lemmy's living proof. He used to attack us every day.
Well, you bring new dogs in. They hate the new dog at first. And then after a little while, they're snuggling together.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so, that's not an option.
Now, if you have a bird like a parrot, those things never get over bringing someone new into the house. A lot of them have to be adopted out.
Birds are the worst.
They're pretty cool.
Birds are judgmental, too, aren't they?
They can be.
They'll look at you with that judgmental bird look.
Wee, beady eyes.
Right. Oh, you're eating that. Look at what you're
eating. My buddy had a macaw once.
Oh, those are expensive.
Spent the night at his house, man. It was so loud. He called it rock and roll chicken. So he would, in the 3 a.m, be, rock and roll chicken! Rock and roll chicken! It's like, shut that bird up, dude.
Here's one thing. Have you ever noticed, though, when an owner teaches a bird how to mimic things and say certain words, you can hear that person's voice in their voice.
Yes, true.
Huh.
Yes, because they're mimicking the voice. They do that in the jungle. They're mimicking sounds in the jungle, maybe of a predator or something like that, to be able to scare other things away.
That's the Trevelina toucan.
Yeah.
My wife and I got a bird about 4 years ago, and the only thing it says is, he's home. Get out the window. I don't know where I picked it up from. She must watch some kind of story.
Well, you're joking. But there have been, like, Matlock episodes or like, yes, whatever episodes to where the bird knows who killed the person, right?
Frank.
I would like to call to the stand Timmy.
Toucan Sam.
Timmy,
that's right.
The greater sulfur-crested cockatoo. And then the whole court goes, oh, because they're shocked.
Was Toucan Sam the cereal?
I think so. Fruit Loops?
Fruit Loops, right?
Wait, and then the judge won't agree. The judge will, hey, you're making a mockery of my court.
That's right.
And then Matlock will say, excuse me, Your Honor, let's put this southern bird up here.
Whatever it says. All right, hear him out. Speaking of cuddlers, there is a profession, and it's been around for a couple of years, where professional cuddlers charge up to $100 an hour.
You can find those at 7th and Berry in Louisville.
This woman in Chicago says she has gotten requests from her clients that may seem weird. Kelsey Shoup is the name of the cuddler, has a set of strict rules for her clients, including no sexual or provocative activity. That's rule number one.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't bother her clients at all, is what she says. She literally goes over, they sit on the couch and they cuddle, or they sit in bed and cuddle for an hour, and that she makes $100. Now, some of them want her to read children's books to them, wrestle around like a puppy, or tickle fight.
Tickle fight. I think those last two are hoping she changes her mind.
Who enjoys a tickle fight?
Nobody.
No one enjoys a tickle fight.
You ever get laughing so hard you can't make sound anymore?
No, it's painful to me. Oh. I will punch you square in the face.
Then let me ask you this question. They're paying to cuddle. As three married men celebrating within our marriage, and we are bestowing upon our wives our husbandly blessing to them. Talking about special.
Our paycheck?
No, I'm talking about special lady time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry.
When we come together as one for special lady time, and it finally...
That's the goal.
And it finishes. It never happens. And it finishes. Every time that we cuddle, I'm like, she's on the clock right now. Okay.
So you're saying...
I'll watch the alarm clock.
You'd pay $100 not to cuddle.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, who would pay $100 to cuddle?
These are lonely people. And there is a physical reaction to just cuddling. Their endorphins fire. There's a thing that happens with your brain.
I think the word that you're looking for, Anthony, is oxytocin is the word that we learned in science.
Oh,
school.
Thank you, Dr.
You know who these people are? They had a mother like Leonard's mother on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Right.
Who never loved you, never touched you.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Never cuddled with you.
Yes.
$80 an hour and plus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Try cuddling with three chihuahuas in the bed, though. It can be challenging.
Ooh.
Oh, don't go. They're cute as hell.
Well, yeah, yeah, sure. But yeah, two people and the dog in the middle? That seems freaky.
That's difficult.
That's a little freaky.
Guys, I've got sad news.
What?
Oh, no, what? What's wrong?
Zayana Chana.
No.
Of India died. Kind of gets worse than that.
Is this a YouTube star?
I don't know who that is.
No, no, no. He was just the a man who served as a head of a religious sect that practiced polygamy. Zayana Chana died over the weekend.
Zayana Chana, and his one of his wives was Rosanna.
No, Rosanna Chana. Chana.
No, but he did. It's a good point. While we're going through obituary, let's see who Zayana Chana left behind of India.
Okay.
Okay.
39 wives.
Whoa.
94 children. And
oh, 30, come on.
36 grandchildren, but yet he only had one great-grandchild. Could you? What do you do?
There are a couple pretty cool ones.
39 wives. What if, like, 94 or 90 of the 94 children just came from, like, two wives and the other ones just got.
That's some uterus.
I can't handle 34% of one wife. I can't handle 34 either. Wives.
I can't please one woman, let alone 34.
The hell? So, like, how? What day do you know is your day?
Right.
Right.
Does he line them all up?
It's a spreadsheet.
And if you, oh, dude, take $5 out.
Yeah,
that was legit.
That's a good one.
That's legit, right there.
That's
good stuff. But then it's like if you miss your rotation, damn, another 34 days.
Or are they happy about it?
Or are they like, oh, thank God.
Could you look? What if it's me? I had 39 women married to me.
So an average of how many kids? 96.
He had 39 wives, 94 children, and 36 grandchildren.
So what's that?
Like two and a half
kids.
My gosh. What about birthdays, anniversaries? This poor guy must have been shriveled up like a prune. Think about
rich.
This.
What's he got to be shriveled up for?
He's just worn out and shriveled up. Because
I believe the more you use it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Well, I wonder if they were all snake charmers.
All right, I'm leaving.
Should we get out of here
before
something's said that we shouldn't?
That's it.
I don't know if we might say something we shouldn't say.
I'm trying to get a ruling on the snake charmer.
No, I kind of like it.
Go to New York.
Damn it.
What's New York say?
Take a dollar out.
Yeah. My apologies to everybody because this will be in your head the rest of the day.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Yeah, this is probably one of the biggest earworms.
I feel like I should be smoking something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then let's go to break and go smoke something.
All right,
hey, we're going to go to break and get coffee.
Later. Why is there so few colors?
That break went by quick.
Why is the word little
say something on the radio.
Bigger than big, but big means big?
That's heavy.
Do we really want $500?
What?
Or do we want Dave's hat full of quarters?
Oh, that's heavy, man. That's heavy.
What? Why are you pointing at me?
Oh, man, those bongos.
Hey, who brought entertainment? What's her name?
Oh, excuse me.
What's wrong with you? is this called a hookah?
Yeah, it's a hookah, man.
All right. Does that mean anything?
Oh, excuse me.
Hold it, dude. What? Hold it.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
WHAS.
My goodness.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man.
Boom, boom, boom. All right, it's time to go back down to Texas. Talk to our boy, Jim Ryan. Jim, how are you, sir?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
How are you?
I am great. How's it going up there?
I was reading an article. I know you're going to get to another story, but I was just wanted to say I was reading an article how we got the entire Alamo story wrong.
Yeah?
None of that stuff in the movie is actually true. I'll leave it at that. We'll talk about that another day.
Jim Ryan,
there is no basement in the Alamo.
No, there's no basement.
And they don't rent cars.
However, Ozzy Osbourne did get arrested for urinating there, and he was banned from Texas.
But eventually the ban was
lifted, and he came back. Huh. Right,
yeah.
Jim?
Yeah.
One of the biggest benefactors to the Alamo is drummer Phil Collins, formerly of Genesis. Mm-hmm. He's a huge collector of Alamo memorabilia and Texas history memorabilia for
some reason. Are you serious?
Wow.
Isn't he English?
He's given millions of dollars to the Alamo Foundation and donated items that he's collected over the years. So you want to see some Phil Collins memorabilia? You'll find it at the Alamo.
And it's lot smaller than you would think when you drive by that. That's the Alamo.
So is Phil Collins. Okey-dokey.
Yeah.
Incidentally. All right, so Jim Ryan, there's a movie called Catch Me If You Can with Tom Hanks and basically and the other kid, DiCaprio.
Nick. Yeah.
So anyway,
that's a great movie, by the way.
It's a great movie. This guy, he starts
he's like a teenager,
right? Like a teenager starts forging things, da 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 da, on and on. Tom Hanks is the FBI agent that tracks him down, catches him. Ultimately, these companies wind up hiring him because he's so good at ripping things off.
Remember his name?
Frank.
Oh, Frank. Frank Abagnale. Yeah.
Abagnale.
Frank Abagnale. Yeah.
So here's where I'm going with this. All these companies wind up hiring him for, like, security and da-da-da.
FBI did first. Yeah.
Is that where we're going with this ransomware attacks? Are they going to start recruiting people that have actually gotten in and held systems hostage for ransom?
100% yes. Absolutely they're going to do that.
Wow.
Absolutely. In fact, a lot of those companies already are doing that. They're finding people maybe who had a little criminal career going or were dabbling in hacking. You know, it takes a special set of skills to do that. And so, yeah, they've been brought on to do legitimate work from here on out and making a pretty penny at doing it. Obviously, there's a profit motive for doing it illegally, but there can be for doing it legally as well. There are thousands of jobs out there. If you look at Kentucky alone, there are 2,300 cybersecurity jobs in Kentucky right now.
Wow,
man. You know,
yeah, remarkable. The number of job openings that are available there. If you look at like Lexington, for example, 330 jobs are available there. It just goes on and on. It takes some training to get into that field, but there's a really cool tool that I found in researching this story called cyberseek.org. And one of the job specialties there, and this kind of gets to what you're talking about, is called the Penetration and Vulnerability Tester.
Oh, my.
I mean, that sounds, it's exactly what you're sitting there doing. You're trying to hack into your own company's computer.
Already trained.
To see if it can be done and then seal up whatever leak might be there. You're going to make $103,000 if you can do that.
Okay, but outside looking in, Jim Ryan, I can see where you would want the best people that could hold ransom to do this job, but are you making a deal with the devil?
The government?
Well, potentially. Right. I guess so. But it's like, police departments often, there are former criminals. They do their time in jail, then they come back out, and they
cut a deal.
Either cut a deal or go straight. I mean, it's possible to do that and then make a legitimate living after doing that, something illegally for some time. But, I think that all in all, I suspect that those people are small percentage of the cybersecurity specialists out there, the former hackers, the ransomware takers who now have gone legitimate. But generally, it's people who get training, they get out, and they get a college degree, and then move into this career path. But and some kids are starting as early as elementary school, learning coding, and with that knowledge, then they go into high school, learn about cybersecurity, and then in college, they become specialists in this.
This seems like, Jim, that real-world training is probably the best way to go. If you got some 23-year-old just out of college against some experienced 16-year-old hackers, they're going to be behind the eight ball.
Well, right, that's true. So, and the other thing is that once you're on the staff of some company, JBS Meat, for example, or McDonald's, one of the companies that finally has decided, maybe we better do something about this, then you've got to stay current. You have to continue your education because it's constantly changing. It's like medicine or any other profession, electronics, because everything changes week by week, year by year. So, yeah, staying current is a big part of their job.
When you were talking about we've been doing this for a while, remember the movie Sneakers with Robert Redford? This was the exact same discussion.
Yeah.
That these guys were hackers.
They were stealing shoes.
No, they were not. but the government was getting hiring them at the end, I believe is what they were doing. Too many secrets was their thing, but with the government stuff. But look, I get the dark web. You know, the dark web is where all this bad stuff happens. They traffic humans, drugs, body parts. I mean, it's ridiculous what goes on the dark web. But at some point, are we just going to be able to shore up the good guy part of the web? Like, I mean,
right.
You have a provider, isn't there security? I guess there's never going to be enough security to be able to protect all our stuff, right?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, yeah, the criminals are pretty smart. They know what they're doing. They've gotten sophisticated. But at the same time, it was encouraging, wasn't it, that the FBI was able to recover much of the ransom that was taken from Colonial Pipeline.
Yes.
Not all of it, but some of it at least. And so, I mean, something is going right over there. They're making inroads on this criminal enterprise that's going on around the world.
It doesn't discriminate. It could be, I'm telling you, Jim, it could be the richest person in the world. It could be the poorest person in the world. For example, I got an email yesterday from a Nigerian prince.
Yeah.
This poor guy only needed $1,500 to get some necessary paperwork. Long story short, I helped him out. Now he's going to reward me handsomely.
Mm-hmm.
That's the full disclosure.
Good for you.
Right.
Good for you.
Right, but it doesn't discriminate. It's everybody.
Was I talking to you guys about the scam bait videos?
Oh.
There's this cadre of people out there, these people, mainly guys, I think, who have YouTube channels. And what they do, they play into the ploys of the scammers, right? The hackers, not hackers, but scammers who are trying to trick old people into giving them money. But they actually have voice changers, so they sound like old people. So they go on and they lead these people on, either A, wasting all their time, or some of these guys are smart enough that once the hacker is into your computer, once you give them permission to come into your computer to help you with your banking account or whatever it is that they're lying about, they have access into the hacker's computer. They steal all their files.
I love that.
I mean,
yeah,
you got to watch some of them. Scam bait videos.
Yeah, it's kind of like Death Wish, only it's vigilante.
Well, it's as simple as when we have a problem in this company on my own computer. IT says, hey, click on the email. You know, I get an email and it says, click on that. That's sent for me. Click on that. And the next thing you know, my mouse starts moving on my screen and he's typing things in and he's going to every. That's exactly what hackers do. Just if you click on that, they get access to your computer.
Precisely. Exactly. That's what they do. And under the guise of helping you to. You know, with your whatever problem they've posed to you, hey, don't believe that this problem exists at all. B, don't give them access to your computer.
Yep.
Well, I put nude pictures of my wife and I on there, and that discourages hackers. Once they get in, they leave toot sweet.
It's kind of a firewall, right?
Oh, my
gosh. And the thing is, they can never unsee it.
Oh, no, it's horrifying. Yep. They pay the penalty. You hack into the Witten computer, you're going to regret it.
Some of them are in therapy because
it's a willy wall.
All right. All right. Good to talk to you, buddy. Stay safe in Tejas.
All right. Take care, guys.
Jim Ryan, there you go.
I'm not clicking on this anymore.
Did you all see the Robert Redford Sneakers movie? It was really good.
That was really good.
It was really good.
I didn't see that one.
River Phoenix was in it. Of course, before he died.
I would think so.
Yeah, after he died, he wasn't much
Dan
of an actor.
Aykroyd's in it.
Oh, okay.
Robert Redford.
Yeah, it's kind of like an Ocean's 11 type.
Yes.
Plot.
Yes, they, yeah, yeah. Well, they have to get out of trouble by breaking into
Is there
this
a
stuff.
Robert Redford scene where his face and his moles are in the setting sun?
His moles?
As he looks off into the distance.
Wait, why? Would, he's got moles?
Does Robert Redford have moles?
Yeah, something going on up there.
Does he really?
But there's always that look when he's looking out into the distance.
What about outside of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? Raindrops keep falling on my head. I think outside of that movie, my favorite Redford movie would probably be The Natural.
Yes.
Followed by, what was the one where he was
Sting?
The Sting!
Yeah, Sting.
Golly, Sting would have been in there too. The one where he's in a military prison and
James Gandolfini is the
warden.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
He also voiced and directed A River Runs Through It, which is...
Oh, that's right.
Which is, to me, one of the best movies ever made. I could watch it right now.
I've never seen it.
It's about brothers.
Brad Pitt gets his feet wet.
Oh, does he?
He does.
He dies in the end, too.
It's about this river, and it goes...
Brad Pitt dies in the end.
Well, now, why would I watch it now, man?
They're fly fishing, which is a very active sport. It's kind of fun.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. It's a really good... Oh, fly fishing?
You're constantly casting, mending the line, casting, mending.
Yes.
No, you don't just sit there with a beer and wait for the fish to hit.
It's a three-count rhythm is what they call it.
My wife and I use that method. One, two, three. Oh, okay.
While I was saying it, I was like, yeah. Here it comes.
Go ahead and numb the area, Dwight.
Here it comes. Here it comes. All right. So Karen is a great name. It's on its way out. According to the Social Security Administration, the name Karen continues to be shunned by moms and dads. Obviously, this last year did not help. The name fell to, think about how many Karens you know.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
This year, Karen fell 171 spots.
Whoa!
Landing at 831 on the... How do you come up with 830 names?
Well, Karen's a great name until this year.
I know, and that's where I was going.
So if you have a baby now...
Wouldn't it be fun? It's impossible, I'm assuming. But forensically, if you could trace back who named that meme Karen, the person responsible for this...
Did we decide, or have we figured out the man version of that?
Kyle, right?
Is man it Kyle version?
No.
Todd.
Todd?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Is Todd short for anything?
Yeah, Toddifer.
Short for Peggy.
That's short for Margaret. Okay, yeah. Do you want to know the number of how many babies were named Karen in the United States last year?
Yes, that is a number we need to know right now.
25.
No, it's higher than
more
that.
More than that.
For God's sakes.
I would say.
It's 325. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
I forgot the three.
That's it.
Listen,
that's
it. For only the price of a cup of coffee today, you can help preserve Karens in the United States.
That's Thank right. you, Sally Struthers.
Karens. Wait, let me eat this. Karens are in jeopardy of being
trying to feed children
and straight.
Right.
No, she.
Could you, what?
One
what
for you.
What?
Two for me.
What are you going to say?
I was going to say if she could have ate less. Or
you know what? That's it.
There's a South Park on that.
Oh my god,
it's pretty good.
Lots of pasta. Lots of pasta. Louisville.com. I talked about the Chipotle chicken pasta salad yesterday.
Yes.
The deli's really easy now. So it started in COVID and now it's actually faster. Like you can get your food faster at the deli because they've containered them out, all your favorite items.
Yep.
So you just go in
one of those,
and you're done. It's not a scoop or take a number and you have to wait a number. It's just take and go.
And as you're going to pools this summer, you can bring chips and dips. They have that ugly dip, which everybody loves. My wife swears by the veggie queso. Mm-hmm. The chips are incredible. They can do charcuterie boards. They've been doing those for like 40 years.
Right.
You get the nice wood board and the cheeses and the sausages. People love those.
That's right. So 3717 Lexington Road in the heart of St. Matthews is Lots of Pasta. Go to lotsofpastalouisville.com. Don't forget about their box lunches. If you still aren't into the buffet, I've been to about 20 buffets since COVID was over. I don't mind at all. But if people are a little gun shy, you can get those box lunches, especially for business meetings.
Absolutely.
Lots and by the way, pasta.
Order everything at the website.
Yes.
Say it's your deli sandwich, your soup, whatever it happens to be, some hot sauces, salad dressings, coffee, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. They'll email you back when your order's ready. And if you want, they'll bring it out to your car.
Yep. Lots of pasta. LotsOfPastaLouisville.com. Back after this.
Coming up at the top of the hour after news, Hollywood gets it wrong on a certain industry. They're always talking about life in the prison, life in the jailhouse, what they're getting wrong when they show us in movies and television.
I want to hear this.
From prisoners, by the way.
All right. News Radio 840, WHAS. To meet me, won't defeat me. It won't be long till
happiness steps up to greet me. With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.